Okay, well, Merrill Wanderers, and it went a little like this. Well, hi, it's Mike. How are you? Hello, friend. Thank you for being with Merrill Wanderers today. If you've listened to previous shows, I can't imagine why you're still here, but, you know, thanks. Thanks all the same. Usually Grizz is here. Nope, not today. Nick took a powder last minute, and so I went knocking on doors. Thank goodness I have good neighbors. Joining me in the studio is Matt from the MPL. You know what the fucking MPL is? It's like a top-notch recording studio if you're a rock star. Let's say maybe you're a rap star. Maybe you are, I don't know, am I overselling it, dude?
No, keep going.
Maybe you are like, I'd like to do some rap for you right now. See if you think I got a career.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, my name is Mike, and I'm here to say, remember when that was an era when people, like white people would go, okay, I'm going to rap, and here I go.
Black people did too, though.
They didn't do it that way.
Sugar Hill Gang. Yeah.
They did not.
Yeah.
All right. Looking it up. Sugar Hill Gang. Okay.
Rapper's Delight, I think.
Is it? No. Rapper's Delight does not start like that.
No, it doesn't start like it. But some people, like some of the rappers come in with that line. I have to tell you, you went knocking on doors. And in our business, sometimes clients leave you. Oh, we can talk about weed here. It's a weed show.
Yeah.
Clients leave you weed.
That's nice. It's like it's the modern day wine.
Yeah, yeah. But they want to smoke it with you. When you give somebody wine, you don't go, hey, let's chug it together.
I don't know. It depends on the kind of alcoholic you are, you know.
Yeah. So I am a little too high for this right now.
Okay, good.
But I thought we'll stay with the theme.
That's
so
perfect.
Yeah, things are flying around and...
Okay, well, I
don't want my first podcast.
I don't want you to feel at all under any pressure. You're in a safe place. There is one thing, and you're an audio guy, so you're going to laugh when I tell you this.
Okay.
I want to play this, right? Then I realize, oh, I can't play a song on the podcast.
You cannot.
No, man. It's not allowed. It is not allowed. Hey, can I ask you something?
No.
I'm not a fashion guy.
Yeah.
Did you rip your pants today?
Yeah.
I hope it was today because I saw them ripped right in the ass today as you walked down the hall. It was like,
I'll tell you what it is. So
when you came on the podcast, we were like, hey, can we talk about my ripped ass pants?
Like in the past, like 5 years, men's jeans have been getting stretch in them. Have you noticed that?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Thank
Which
God.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
But apparently they rip right on the gash.
I didn't know. Is that what that's called, that part, the gash?
That's what I'm calling it now.
You walked down the hall, and this is embarrassing. You walked down the hall, and I went, it looks like you have an ass pussy, and a lady walked right in front of you.
But she agreed.
Did she?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, she didn't disagree. I didn't hear her disagree. Can I ask you something? I kind of touched on this. I wish I didn't say it that way before the show, but have you ever shit your pants? No, as an adult, like not as a kid. Like, have you ever been, maybe you had like, you thought, oh, I can make it, or
you had
an emergency?
No, and I've often worried, what if I wouldn't? Do you have a plan? Do people have a plan?
If you shit
what to do if you shit your pants? Because I do.
Oh, you know what? Thank goodness you showed up, because all I'm thinking is, what a panicky, weird, shitty situation. Because I like you, have you said you'd never shit your pants in your adult life.
But you got to be ready. It's kind of like, I think everybody has a plan of what to do if a burglar comes
I did.
In.
I think I did.
If a burglar, you know, like, oh, I'll grab whatever, the bat that I have over here.
Yeah.
Everybody's got that
plan.
So
yeah.
I think it's kind of the same plan for if you shoot your pants.
By the way, if you beat the burglar to death with that bat, you go to jail.
In Canada?
Yeah, man.
Well, then don't kill them.
Just
beat them near death.
Threaten them with the bat and tell them to cut your lawn until the police get there. That's my advice. So what's your plan if you shit your pants, Matt?
Well, it's not that I have a definitive plan. It's scenarios depending on where you are.
Okay.
If you're on a boat.
Oh, wow.
If you're on a boat and you're near the shore, maybe not a boat. If you're by a beach,
okay.
I say just walk in to the beach and just be like, I'm going for a swim.
Into the water? Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can ask a friend to, because that's weird. Take your shirt off. Nobody's going to see the bottom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're just a swimmer until...
Hey, man, you're swimming in your jeans. Did you know that? You're swimming in your shitty jeans.
Lake Ontario's dirty.
Matt, you're swimming in your shitty jeans, we noticed. What's going on?
Why would they stay shitty?
Uh-oh. Matt from the MPL is having
a pool
breakdown. He just jumped into the water with his shitty pants.
Into a hot tub. There's a video of that. I don't remember what it's called, but just look up diarrhea in a hot tub. It's one of those old internet staples.
Yuck. All right, I will. Diarrhea in a hot tub?
Yeah.
On the YouTubes?
Yeah, I think it's, all right. Yeah.
Welcome to the show where already, we're not even barely 5 minutes into the show, we're searching diarrhea. Diarrhea.
I'm not helping my studio brand at all. We do none of that at the studio, I promise you.
No diarrhea.
No diarrhea in the hot tub. And they're separate.
Hot tub. You guys thought about getting a hot tub over there?
Thought about it. Too much steam. Won't work.
You got a lot. It's a good point. Okay, so it's not really coming up with any. Oh, wait a second. Diarrhea in the swimming pool. Is that the one?
No, but I'm sure there are a lot of camera phones out there. I'm sure there are a lot of videos of different consistencies of poop in different bodies of water.
Oh, yeah. The Imodium commercial for the hot tub.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, hey, man, I just took Imodium and I think I'm ready to go in the hot tub. Why don't you just wait till tomorrow?
There's an Imodium commercial?
Yeah.
So they just took a real thing that happened and remade it as a commercial for a diarrhea drug.
I've said this before. I've seen awesome. Authenticity, and I'm pretty sure we can duplicate it. That's most of marketing, I think,
true.
Isn't it?
True.
It's like, you know, oh, we want to feel like we're...
Until it becomes a cliche, and then we never use it again.
And then we make fun of it as a cliche because we're so clever and so witty and so devoid of any creativity, actually. That's the truth in marketing right there. And I speak on my own behalf. No, nobody else's. So, okay, so you split your pants. How did that even happen? Like, what were you doing? Yoga? Were you doing, like, jeans yoga?
Well, you know what? Fair enough. Now that I have this pant freedom... Mm-hmm.
What are you wearing now, by the way?
My ripped pants. With the sweater over them. I'm going to go buy some new pants, but in the meantime,
why don't you just go home? It's the end of the day almost. Just go home and like become...
No, I just started my day.
Do you have people coming in?
Actually, yes.
Oh, that's not good then. You're going to have to get...
It's okay.
Why don't we do this? We'll switch pants for the night. Big deal. I'm going to just throw these out when I get home. The ones that I'm wearing, like the split pants that you give me, right? I'll just throw them out when I get home. Tomorrow, you know... You give me my jeans back, and you got another pair probably hanging out someplace with that split at home you could wear tomorrow.
Remember how... Oh, my God. I totally forgot what I was talking about.
Oh, what were you smoking? I want some.
Incredible Hulk.
That is good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Look up the strain.
Hold on. Come back. What was the last thing that you were just talking about? We can do this.
What do you mean? Like, we were just talking about Imodium. Remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
Then what happened after that?
Oh, right, right. Remember how I was talking about how some clients give me drugs?
Yes.
Yeah. So that is a person that has given me
the
hash.
Incredible Hulk.
So I think having a bit of a gash in my pants is not a huge deal.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you next time if it was a problem.
Are you gonna tough it out? Just see?
I'll probably keep the sweater. I'll tell them, hey, I ripped my pants, I'm sorry. It's not like my asshole's out or anything.
Oh. You haven't had a look, I guess, huh? Because not only are your pants ripped...
I also wear underwear.
So is your asshole. What? You wear underwear. Yes, you do. I can vouch for that.
Over
now.
My ripped asshole.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hey, just not for nothing. Incredible Hulk cannabis strain information. Incredible Hulk is a sativa-dominant hybrid that offers head-focused effects and pleasant citrusy flavor profile. How's the Sprite taste alongside it? Is it
enhancing?
I think
everything with it. It makes food really, really good. I know all weed does that, but especially with this. Things are delicious.
Oh, it's got good parents, dude. Green Crack and Jack Herrera, both flavorful sativa-leaning varieties themselves.
There you go. That's surprisingly not Bruce Banner.
No, and Bruce Banner, I think, has a heavy hit, doesn't it?
Probably.
Yeah, Bruce. Have you ever had Bruce Banner?
I believe I have.
It's so funny because... It's like Bruce Banner is, this is really cool because Bruce Banner is a very sedate weed, right? Just like Bruce Banner.
And the Hulk is crazy. It's pretty crazy.
It packs quite a punch with a great balance between the sativa and indica effects, although it is often compared to most strains, which will couch lock you, the strain, pungent citrus, and earthy overtones. So there you go. You can have the Bruce Banner. And then you can be like, I need to turn into the Hulk for a couple hours here. Then you hit the Incredible Hulk and you're off to do whatever you need to. In your case, work out and split your pants. What were you doing again, you said?
I wasn't working out or anything.
No.
but I move a lot more. So like,
I was eating a burrito.
When I got off the couch and I incorporated like a stretch into it.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And when I stretched forward, I just kind of felt like this is a little too easy.
Something must have give. Yeah. Either I have a hernia now.
It's just at the seam, and I think it's because there's more elastic in the fabric now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, ladies, right? And do yoga pants
rip
often?
No, but you know what?
Often?
Actually, hold on. These ones are stretchy. Look at this. See, I got the stretchy going on right there.
Yeah. So bend over a couple of times.
I could totally do that.
Yeah, and I wonder if eventually... Because I was also building. I just put stuff up, right?
Let me see. Gynecology style. I think I'm good.
He's actually doing it.
I think I'm good. What do you think?
You're good. Just keep... I just put up that big picture.
I think I pulled my... I pulled my taint. Sorry, you put
you
what?
Want to massage your taint?
Yes, please. If you don't mind.
Hey. This is no longer volunteer work. So we put up this big baffle, and we put up our guitars. We've done some construction changes to the MPL.
Your studio looks amazing.
Thank you. Point is, I did it in these pants, and I think you're not really supposed to do construction in pants like that.
I don't think you're supposed to do construction in pants. I think you're supposed to wear, you know those roller derby shorts? Those Adidas that come way up. Actually, what you're supposed to
and
wear...
shin guards.
You're from... you're Israeli, right? Aren't
that's
you?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so... What bathing suits do they wear there historically? They wear the banana the hammocks?
Because
that's what you want to do construction in.
So,
you want to be free. You want to be like able to move at all times. Move like a cat, Marty.
But with steel-toed shoes.
Yeah. It's a good look.
Isn't that one of the village people's look?
Yes, it is.
Well, there you go.
I actually think you're right. Oh, no. Did he wear pants?
He probably wore pants.
Not all the time.
Leathery?
No, when he was swimming, he had the tool belt and his banana hammock.
When he was swimming?
Yeah.
Please tell me about the 80s. Was this the 70s, 80s?
70s, I think.
Wait, what were they? Were the Village People a real band that people really liked?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the Village People. YMCA was such a big deal when I was in elementary school that I'm pretty sure it stunted our growth.
Okay, hold on. Were they openly gay? No,
that
wasn't
allowed. You knew. You knew.
And
you knew.
That's what's surprising.
You're like, hey, dude, we would all listen to them. We would all enjoy them. We thought they were cool. But we knew we knew they for sure were gay. Now let's talk about being neighbors for a second. You know, did you renew your lease?
Yeah.
Yeah? I think your place is pretty easy to break into. That's all I'm saying.
You know, we're making it harder and harder by the day.
That is not good news for me. Part of my business plan, part of my strategy was the resale of equipment, wonderful recording equipment in your place. I thought I was going to be able to tunnel through the wall in the night, which I probably could.
Tunnel through the wall? What is this, Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah. I'll send a little canary in first. If I hear it chirping a few minutes later, I'll go in after. Do you have weaponry?
What?
Do you have set up? Automatic weaponry? Like if I pulled in there, is it like Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom trying to get into the good stuff?
There is. Have you ever wondered why you can't see the grand piano?
What? Fuck. I had to visualize it fully first on a rope above my above my head.
It's like Home Alone style.
Oh, that is so fun. Is that you've got it all rigged?
Yeah, yeah. You get and then there's every a paint time can we bring it down, door. We have to retune it. It's a thing.
I know, that's bad. And when does it come down hard? And it doesn't matter.
It goes up every time I leave.
That is so funny, man. And you can just bring it down. And then at the door, there's a paint can. I guess in your case, a drum just comes down and smashes you in the face. I like that you've rigged up your spot. Good thinking as we are neighbors. So now let's talk music. You mind? That's your thing, dude.
Let's do it.
Is there a hope for independent music? I notice a lot of it being produced at your place. And a lot of it's... Yeah, but a lot of it's really... Like, I do get the opportunity to hear some independent artists through... And some signed artists, actually, through the walls a little bit. And often sitting in your studio, which is a delight. Rapper's delight. But... And they sound great.
Yeah.
Is it cool for these guys? It seems like a tough slog, man.
You mean like
making
quote
music?
Unquote making it in the industry, like making money out of it?
Yeah,
it's a big gamble, which I think is something some people. I'm a pessimistic realist. I'm an optimistic realist.
That's what
really.
People call a pragmatist. Don't undersell. Don't sell yourself the wrong way just because you're a pragmatist.
Fair enough.
Don't fall on the pessimistic side of pragmatist. You're fine.
Fine. Optimistic, and I feel like the American Idol kind of generation has this idea that if you feel like you have heart and soul in it, that if you just keep trying, it'll work out eventually. And the truth, unfortunately, is not only is that not true, even if you're very, very talented, it might still not work out.
Yeah.
There are only so many streams available, right, for us to share. And streams are a terrible way to make money, too. People don't buy CDs and albums and cassettes or whatever anymore. No physical medium. So people are not, musicians are not making enough money. And now with the streaming, which is less, there's still a finite amount of music people can consume. So not everyone's music is going to get somewhere, and that can have to do with talent or sometimes, unfortunately, with looks. People do seem to care about that.
Yeah.
Or with politics or just because they just can't keep up with all the parties you have to go to and all the faces you have to show at all these events.
Yeah.
So people just can't handle that.
It is a lot of work. It's so much more than just what you're producing.
Yeah.
You have to produce sort of a personality.
A brand. And that's the thing is, I don't think some people are aware that even if you're amazing, even if you're super talented, even if it's your heart and soul are in it and thoughts and prayers and everything else, it is still very likely that it will not work out in the sense that I think we're talking about.
Yeah.
I think every musician should have professional recordings of their work and have a go at it. But people that are very certain that this is it, as long as they keep at it, it's out of your hands in many cases, and it doesn't work out for anyone.
It's so funny to me. People are like, nobody's watching my music video. Nobody's listening to my song. How are you marketing it?
That's a big one, too.
You know, like, what are you putting? But anyway, but it, you're right. If you're good at what you do, you should record it, because then you can use it for demos and you can use it to get other work and that sort of stuff. But
and there's a lot of other ways to get it, too. There's video syncing where you get your music in commercials.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
Probably the biggest revenue stream outside of. Even more than touring in some cases, I think.
Who's
placing
your,
it to movies.
What's your favorite music to listen to on your insane sound system in there right now?
Tool. Any modern productions, like anything by The Weeknd made with Daft Punk. Anything made by Daft Punk, really.
Yeah.
Porcupine Tree, great for speaker testing.
What's Porcupine Tree?
Porcupine Tree is an amazing band from England.
Okay, Porcupine Tree it is. I'll check them out on the way home.
Oh, they're awesome.
Okay. Now, you know, you and I were talking, coming up in a future episode, if you're an independent artist in the Toronto area, Ontario, maybe you're willing to travel to do this. Yes. I'm sure they have. Yeah. Where's the furthest people have come to your studio from?
Paris, France.
Oh, how about LA? I know one guy back and forth with an artist from LA.
We've had North Carolina. We've had, I can't tell you which, but we've had a Netflix show that was filming not far from here. They're technically from LA, but that was a music that was for film.
Oh, I remember when that was in. Well, we were talking that if you're an independent artist in this area, you want to make the travel to an amazing studio with all the accoutrement to make you sound great to try out a song down the road with MPL. We'll be presenting a recording contest. And then, of course, we'll premiere it here on the show, and you'll get the opportunity to be on the show and be interviewed about it as well. So that's all coming up in future episodes. So it is fortuitous that everybody bailed on me for... You know what happens around this time of the year in this industry? And you're in the same boat, probably. And when I say this industry, I mean the one where we're basically unemployable, and so we make stuff for entertainment purposes. Everybody rushes to the gate with everything they didn't get done before the new year because they have to start again fresh in the new year.
Yeah.
And so it's a bit of a rush.
And then everything is dead.
Yeah, for 2 months.
Like mid-December to like, yeah.
That's
February almost, yeah, every year.
Those are the days I like to think of as the ayahuasca days. Sorry, what?
Is ayahuasca DMT or not? Can you explain that to me? Because people keep giving me conflicting information.
Let's find out by the interwebs. Is ayahuasca DMT? We are not connected to the internet, my friend. And that is the problem therein. So I couldn't even begin to tell you.
And I was thinking the recording contest, you know, it'd be interesting if we started off with whoever wins this thing with a demo just on a guitar that they sing for you here.
Oh.
And then we finish with the final thing.
What a great idea.
Oh.
Oh, shit. So we'll do a before and after.
Yeah. And we could do all kinds of videos of the process as well.
Oh, let's do that. Let's do that. Okay. So if you're an artist, well, I guess we could, well, you know what? Start to get your stuff together now, because in the next few weeks in the new year, we will launch the contest and we'll start to, and you know what we should do is maybe play some of the bands that enter.
And have people choose.
Okay.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us for our contest meeting. Yeah. You know,
we said off air that we're going to talk about this off air, but I like this discussion. This
yeah.
is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people send in their demos.
Or even a link to their video on YouTube.
Sure. Yeah. And then the listeners pick.
Yeah.
And we do whichever band wins or artist, we do a full song for them.
Damn, this is a good idea.
That's a great idea.
All right. Well, join us again. Hey, Matt, thanks for joining me, man. Don't forget to subscribe, tell a friend. Oh, by the way, in answer to your question about ayahuasca before we leave, ayahuasca, the vine, and the shrub called chacruna, which contains the hallucinogenic drug dimethyltryptamine, DMT, and therefore ayahuasca is illegal. So in answer to your question, yeah. Nice. Is ayahuasca the same as DMT? The traditional ayahuasca brew is made from two plants, the capi and the vidri. DMT can be ingested on its own without being part of ayahuasca brew, but the effects are very different. When smoked, DMT instantly sends the user into an intense psychedelic trip. Yeah.
So does this strain of Hulk.
Yes, it tends to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Day work. It's a, you're like a, you're a day working.
If you work in the creative industry, if you work in law, don't.
No, I think if you work in law, you'd be a lot better off with a little bit of Hulk in your day. So there you go. And by the way, we don't recommend the use of drugs or DMT or anything like that. Not that we don't recommend it, but we can't legally recommend it. And so we don't. May I just add to the equation, MPL. Let me find out where you guys are located. Is it at 146 30th Street in Etobicoke? Where can people find out more about you, Matt?
Our website is the-mpl, like maple, only without all the other letters, the-mpl.com. You can follow us on Instagram. We post all kinds of fun stuff on Instagram, from filmmaking to music production, photography, and that's the-mpl Toronto. And same handle for Facebook, the-mpl Toronto.
At the-mpl Toronto on all the socials, and the -mpl.com on the interwebs. Matt Kesselman, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Great to be here.
Don't forget to subscribe and tell a friend. Smoke weed every day.